to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You're listening to Sunglasses After Dark. It is cold down here in the basement. Oh my goodness. My hands are getting a little chilly. It's something like zero outside. God knows what the wind chill is. We're in the midst of what some are referring to as a snowpocalypse here in Kansas. I think that's a bit of hyperbole considering around Christmas 2009 I was shoveling snow hip deep, and this is the first snow we've had pretty much all season that's worth a shit. So, I am not leaving the house, and I am recording a podcast, which I think is a fine, fine way to spend a day off. I've got coffee. I've got carnitas sitting in the crock pot for a wonderful, wonderful dinner tonight. So let's get started. This episode, it's a takeoff of something I did once upon a time on KJHK. I did a freeform shift that I called Classic Rock Doesn't Have to Suck. I played a bunch of sort of deep cuts, classic rock things that are more... I don't know. You'll hear some hits. You'll hear some songs you know. You'll definitely be hearing from bands you know. But the fact of the matter is, classic rock does not all have to be the Eagles. Case in point, we're going to start it off with a band that I appreciate more and more as time goes on. From their album Screaming for Vengeance, this is Judas Priest with You've Got Another Thing Coming.
I'm taking flight, that's the line. Just been
You know, while everybody seems to cite either Highway to Hell or Back in Black as their favorite AC/DC albums, I'm going to have to go with Powerage. It's got that track, Sin City. It has Riff Raff. It's got Rock and Roll Damnation. And the last track on the album, Kicked in the Teeth. Now, yeah, I'm going to go and say that's my favorite. I'm not saying it's the best, but man, it rocks. It's like heavy. It's some heavy shit. And hell, here's the thing. Go to YouTube, punch in Amazing Crowns, Sin City, and you can watch the Amazing Crowns, Amazing Royal Crowns, however you want to refer to them, do their cover of Sin City. It will kick your ass. One of my favorite live show memories is seeing them do that numerous times. Speaking of covers, the track right before Sin City was Motorhead and Girl School doing Johnny Kidd and the Pirates' Please Don't Touch. That is, it's originally on Motorhead's St. Valentine's Massacre EP, and that is also available. The version I played is off of a Bronze Records compilation entitled A Quiet Night In. Now, that's recently, well, not recently, within the past several years, been reissued by Earmark, who put out gorgeous 180-gram vinyl represses of stuff, and they're really expensive, and they're really awesome, and I would like to own many more than I do, but I got that one, surprisingly, at Half Price Books for real cheap, on sale with a coupon, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, there's some Uriah Heep on there, more just straight Motorhead. Definitely a comp I suggest picking up. And we started everything off with Judas Priest doing the classic You've Got Another Thing Coming from Screaming for Vengeance. I'm keeping it heavy. I'm keeping it rock. Like, I mean, when I say classic rock doesn't have to suck, I don't mean like wuss rock. I don't mean, you know, like the California cocaine stuff. I'm talking rock and roll. Case in point, this is weird, this is bizarre, this is fucking fun. Yeah, later on they became a corporate rock band, but these first two albums are totally worth getting, especially their first. The self-titled debut from The Tubes is sort of like an underground experimental rock, forgotten, like it does not get the recognition it deserves, and I'm sure everyone who heard it was influenced. I hear a lot of this in the more recent stuff, especially like Yoshimi and the Soft Bulletin, as done by the Flaming Lips and things like that. But this is the song that I think defines the band. This is The Tubes with White Punks on Dope.
Time! 機のテトロンは低人です。
I was reading something online the other day where they were talking about how hipsters are starting to reconsider the fact that some of the 90s era Aerosmith albums might be considered... they might have been unfairly judged. Now, I don't know how to feel about this. Well, I will accept the fact that the intro to Eat the Rich is one of those things that just, like, it gets you pumped. Like, the drum beat and the build, and then it just drops in hard. I'll appreciate that. I'll appreciate that. But they went way, 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 way too ballady at that time. Like, crazy and all of that stuff. There were no real... Like, they got away from the rockers in terms of singles, and I think that was sort of... I think Janie's Got a Gun may have been the start of that, despite the fact that David Fincher directed the video, and it was totally badass. But the title track to Toys in the Attic by Aerosmith, covered at one point by no less a group than REM, who did a very nice job on it. But man, I wish that song would get played on the radio. As well as Aerosmith's cover of Train Kept a Rollin'. The bass solo in that, rockin'. Anyhow, I unfortunately don't have that album, so I would have played that otherwise. But before that, Lords of the New Church did New Church from the Lords of the New Church album. Steve, Bader's, blah, 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 blah. You know the story. Interestingly enough, they did the song that I can't remember the name of the band, and Tapeheads did Mr. MX7, the one where the entire group gets killed and then the video gets swapped with the video of the funeral, and it makes Video Aces famous. So that one. And we started everything off with The Tubes doing White Punk Sun Dope, the last track on their debut self-titled album, which you should go out and pick up right now. You can get it for cheap. It's hard to find on CD, though. That's the only problem. You can find it on LP fairly cheap, which I would recommend doing. The cover art looks much cooler. It looks like somebody's tearing the cover off the LP. It looks cooler as an LP than it does as a CD cover, for obvious reasons. Anyhow, back to the music. I have lots of opinions on all of this music, and so I'm going to share them with you. I love Alice Cooper. I think those early Alice Cooper records are, like, the first, like, five, just, like, an unbroken string of awesomeness, and everybody should own them. Billion Dollar Babies, Love It to Death, Killer. I'd even say Leather and Lace. I would even go that far. Welcome to My Nightmare. All of those albums, everyone should own them. I think they get unnecessarily classified as classic rock or glam rock or proto-glam or whatever. Like, they're just really good rock and roll albums, and I think this song sums that up perfectly. From Billion Dollar Babies, this is Alice Cooper with No More Mr. Nice Guy.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got away. am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. The starry night, campfire light. The coyote call and the howling wind's wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Roll me over!
we played Big Eyes on the show last week from their demo. We featured an MP3 from their upcoming 7-inch on the blog last Friday. I had to play the Cheap Trick song that they took their name from. That was, of course, Big Eyes by Cheap Trick from the album In Color. If you want to hear another fantastic, like almost even bigger version than that, check out the one that is on their Live at Budokan album. Which, by the way, if you want to listen to that, like, the LP is good, but track down the 2-disc complete concert. Like, it's not as tight, but, like, you could hear some really good live versions of other songs. Anyhow, before that, Thin Lizzy with Cowboy Song from Jailbreak. That is my mother's favorite song. One of my favorites as well. Not just Thin Lizzy, but period. So good. So good. We started everything off with Alice Cooper doing No More to Mr. Nice Guy from Billion Dollar Babies. Okay, Alice Cooper, going back to what I was saying at the last break, here's the thing. Go get his book, Alice Cooper, Golf Maniac. Ignore all of the chapters about golf. They're about every other chapter, and you can just skip right through them. It's nothing but golf. You're not going to lose any sort of, maybe a few stories here and there about, like, how he started to play golf and sort of like a to help him get past his alcoholism and things like that. But really, like, it is a fascinating life. Kind of glosses over the story of how, like, the actual Alice Cooper band broke up and just became him as a solo project. But other than that, like, you learn about, like, his relationship with, like, Groucho Marx and stuff like that. And Vincent Price. I mean, really, just check it out. You can probably find it at your library, and you can kill it in an afternoon if you're a quick reader. Yeah, oh, I love that book. I really want to read it again. I might have to do that. Anyhow, back to the music. We're going to get into some harder edge stuff, and I understand that some of the stuff that's I've got coming up isn't necessarily classic rock, but it fits in nicely. But we're going to start it out from their album, Appetite for Destruction. This is Guns N' Roses with My Michelle. We'll be right back. I do not want anyone to assume that just because I played Slayer as part of the show that I consider them to be classic rock. I just got that in the mail a few weeks ago, and I figured I had to figure out a way to fit in something off of South of Heaven and into some show, and I figured this would be the best one. I figure it fits fairly well with Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses. Yeah. Anyhow, that was Slayer with Mandatory Suicide from South of Heaven. Before that, Shout at the Devil by Motley Crue, and we started everything off with Guns N' Roses doing My Michelle off of Appetite for Destruction. Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid set there. It's a progression. Maybe probably should have played the Motley Crue first and then gone into Guns N' Roses and just kind of ratcheted it up a bit. But you know what? It's all good. They're all rock bands, and they all fairly much rule. We're going to go a little glammy for this final set of this week's podcast. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be interesting. And Yeah, so let's get it started. They may not appreciate being referred to as glammy, but I don't think David Lee Roth could be considered anything else but. From their debut self-titled album, this is Van Halen with Atomic Punk.
We'll be right back.
Tokyo Blade's Midnight Rendezvous, that being the title track to it, is one of those albums that's kind of a perfect example of how I go through like used bins, especially places like Half Price Books where they're kind of small, looking for records. Basically, you take your knowledge. You know that Combat is sort of a metal label, and you know that, you know, you see a band like Tokyo Blade and you have a general idea that they're probably metal. So you pick it up, you know, it's a $2 album, and you take it home and it's a lost classic of the new wave of British metal. British heavy metal, I'm sorry. And, you know, you listen to it and that's a damn good song. I think more people should have it, have that album. You can find it relatively cheap on CD at this point. Before that, Tie Your Mother Down by Queen off of A Day at the Races. Oh, classic. Awesome. Anybody see, like, when Queen got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame several years back, they played, and rather than having David Rogers front them, it was fucking Dave Grohl. Awesome. They did Tie Your Mother Down, and it's so good. Oh, like, oh. That dude can do no wrong, except for Foo Fighters. Lately. They got a little ballad heavy. Not a fan anymore, unfortunately. Anyhow, away from the negativity, let's talk about Van Halen's debut and the song Atomic Punk. That's rockin'. That's it's not punk rock, but it certainly has that intensity, and for glam metal, definitely fantastic. It's got Eruption on it, for fuck's sake. I can't touch that album. I can't bitch. Love it. Anyhow, that was classic rock that doesn't have to suck. Thanks for listening. I've got a bunch of stuff coming in the mail and a bunch of new things that I want to share with you for next week's podcast, so stick around for that. Remember, you can find Sunglasses After Dark each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. on rockstarjournalist.com, also home to book reviews, vinyl reviews, news, and MP3s. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, and thanks for listening. Tell your friends, tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me records, and until next week, thanks for listening.